Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what's worse. Donald Trump in the press box talking about how all on the Fox broadcast, talking about how the prices are down everywhere. The eight Dems who buckled when they see a few people. We'll talk about that in the next. Or... we'll talk about that next segment in detail. Or, and this is probably the worst, not for the nation, but for us, is our quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, proving once again that there is some good, but most of it is bad. Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman today, along with Dave Harrigan. And, you know, it's really been funny the last couple weeks. J.J.'s played really good at the start and then really bad in the middle, and then maybe he'll make one good play at the end. He did it again, right? Mm-hmm. Played really good at the start. They got a touchdown. Then all of a sudden, really bad in the middle. They fall way behind, and then way at the end, he throws that incredible pass into the back corner of the end zone, and Jalen Naylor catch it to get him within one score. But in between, it was all pretty bad. It's starting with the hut, 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 hut. And I'm sitting there at home going, if you remember when the Vikings played the Lions last week in Detroit, and how loud it was in there.
Yep.
And they had the ball. And they had like one false start. And the Lions actually had three or four last week. And Tom Brady was doing the broadcast. And he said, you know, when I'm home, I don't really like to try to draw the other team off sides because I tend to draw my own team off sides. And I think that's what they were doing. And if that is what they were doing, they maybe should have stopped after like three.
It'd been a good idea.
Or four. Or yeah. Five. I mean, they got to eight.
That's incredible.
You know, I thought that J.J. McCarthy, his new persona, nine, mm-hmm. maybe that's what it stood for. Nine false penalties.
Almost got there.
He almost did. He was trying to get there on that. And it was, you know, it's really funny because Kevin O'Connell has got, and I think rightfully so, the moniker of quarterback whisperer, right? And mm-hmm. we've certainly seen it. I mean, Kirk played better under him. You know, I'm not saying Kirk's numbers got that much different, but they seem to score more points.
He was much better. There's no doubt about it.
He was better. And then he got, he got a couple good games out of Josh Dobbs.
Yes. The Pastrnak looked like a star for a couple
but
weeks.
But what eventually happened with the Pastrnak is Kevin O'Connell does not adjust to his players. He didn't let that year. The Pastrnak, obviously you got to just let him run all over the place.
Yeah.
Right. And let him just be off. He's never going to play on script. And then finally, he obviously, when you remember, they played the Oakland Raiders in the most, it was the 3-0 game. It's hard to forget that game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 3-0 game. And Pastrnak couldn't complete a pass. And he was all in the pocket. So, and I think the same thing is going on with Kevin, with J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy is being asked to do too much. He cannot do what he's being asked to do. Now, Kevin O'Connell's position on that is, I need to ask him to do it so that he, you know, this is what I need him to do. But it's like you're gonna start, and I'll tell you a story. I was in law school, first day, we're doing civil procedure. You have all these rules on how you have to on stuff you have to do in court with motions and all this. It's very complicated. We don't know anything. We don't even know what civil procedure is. Okay, I had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. I decided to go to law school because I was a sports writer and I thought, what can I do where I can make more money? I'll go to law school and then I'll make more money, which I have done.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Not as much money as I thought, by the way, I can tell you that. But
you had to pay for law school.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Well, still doing that. No, I'm actually not. But my so it's with this teacher, I remember her name, Tahira Lee. She starts on something called Rule 12b-6.
Oh, I love 12b-6.
Now, as a lawyer now, I mean, I know 12b-6 is... 12b-6 is a rule that once I file my complaint and I say, here's all the things you did wrong, then the defendant can say, I'm going to bring a Rule 12b-6 motion. I mean, you have to kick out your claims. But it's like, I'm going to teach you about football. And you know what we're going to start with? We're going to start with what is or isn't interference or what is or isn't a catch, right? No one understands that now, right? I would think you would start and you'd say, there's 22 men on the field at a time. Sure. You have 11 on offense. You have 11 on defense. Then you kick off. Then you do this. You know, I would have thought that maybe in civil procedure, they would have started with the complaint. Here's how you start a lawsuit. You start by drafting a complaint. Excuse me, teacher, what is that? They didn't do it. And that's what Kevin O'Connell is doing to J.J. McCarthy. He's saying, you know, I know you got to do the little underneath throws. Yeah, but you're going to have to hit that window throw down the middle of the field really tight when it's there. And when you see that, you got I'm not saying he couldn't get there eventually. I'm just saying you maybe ought to start a little bit more remedial, okay, with J.J. McCarthy or any young quarterback. And that's not something that Kevin O'Connell is going to do. And I think it's the old cliche. He's throwing him off the deep end into the water and saying, see if he can swim. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing. He figures, well, he's drowning a lot. Okay. He's drowning a lot. And it hasn't been very good. I'm not giving up on him. Like I said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was on my Sunday show, I said, you know what? I just want to see, this was before, after the Carson Wentz almost died, you know, almost was a casualty. And I just said, I just want to see J.J. McCarthy play 10 games. Play 10 complete games and let's see what we got. And so far,
at this point, that's all there is to play for.
And we've got two.
Yeah.
And I mean, and the funny thing is, he has lost since college. He's lost, he'd only lost one game in college, and now he's lost two games as a pro, right? Where he started.
Yep.
And guess where they both were? US Bank Stadium. He has more losses at US Bank Stadium than anywhere else in the world. It seems like US Bank Stadium seems to be his kryptonite. He's been pretty bad in those games. And especially, I mean, yesterday with the false starts and all the crazy stuff like that. And also, I said yesterday on my show, the one thing I wanted to see J.J. McCarthy do was not take sacks. And he took one, except for now you're reading in the paper, he should have taken two. Remember when they were at the end of the half, when they threw a pass incomplete, mm-hmm. And now they're third down and they know that there's still going to be time left on the clock because, yep. He was going down with a sack,
yep.
And he threw an incomplete pass that wasn't grounded because he got out of the pocket, but it stopped the clock. He should have just taken the sack, and then they would have had to spend a timeout, or that really benefited the Baltimore Ravens. So, but I'm saying, I'm just looking for little things from him, and that's one of them, just that he was getting rid of the ball much quicker. Of course, when you have 22 incompletions, I'd have to look back a long time before you see somebody get to 22 incompletions, because usually when they're getting to be 17, 18, or 19, you kind of stop throwing it. I mean, at some point, but that was not KOC. I'm not giving up on the guy, but it doesn't look great when you see Sam Darnold's team is in first place in their division, and Daniel Jones's team is in first place in their division, and they have two of the best records in the league, and they're both playing great. Now, Daniel Jones happens to have the best running back in the league, who ran for 240 yards yesterday.
That helps.
But I don't know if you saw this stat that came up, and they said right now, Derrick Henry, who's been in the league, 10 years? He's got 12,000 yards rushing. He has the exact same amount of rushing yards as he had in high school. I said, he had 12,000 yards rushing in high school, where you're only probably playing for 4 years? And they said he averaged 315 yards a game.
That's a good number. Wow. Well, I mean, he can throw out the stiff arm still on NFL linebacker. Can you imagine on a high school defensive back playing at, 150 pounds?
He had the one run yesterday. He's going down the left sideline. He's just shedding guys left and right.
I think
just
he went to Harrison arm. Smith. Another guy threw out a bunch of
And they actually did a pretty good job on him. So I'm sticking with J.J. McCarthy. Look, I wanted them to do this. They did it. Let's see if it works. If it doesn't, we can always move on. When we come back, something I'm not particularly happy with, but I can see their point. Eight Dems went and crossed the aisle and said that we got to end the shutdown. Neither of the Minnesota U.S. senators like it. We'll quote them from the paper. And I'm not sure I like it either, but I can see why they did it. We'll talk about that when we come back. Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman on 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.